Today, we're talking all about Universal Epic Universe, a brand new theme park coming in 2025. So today was a big day for the theme park community, specifically the Universal fans, but really it's a win for theme parks as a whole. A day that has been long awaited since 2019 and before. Epic Universe, for those of you who don't know, Epic Universe is the biggest project that Universal has ever done, at least according to them. And from what we saw today, I can see how this will blow away the other Universal parks, and we'll get into that in a second. But Epic Universe is a brand new theme park coming to Orlando, Florida. It'll be a few miles away from the existing Universal Orlando campus, which consists of, you know, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, CityWalk. A few miles away, they bought a huge piece of land that they're building hotels at. Right now they're building three, and then they're also building, obviously, a huge third theme park. Some would say four, depending how you count Volcano Bay, of course. But Epic Universe the construction has been insane on it. Like, if you've followed along on Twitter at Bio Reconstruct, you'll see how quickly they're moving along with it. But one thing that hasn't happened up until this point is really any mention of it from Universal or any sort of confirmation on what is coming to this new park. Last time that they acknowledged it was prior to COVID in 2019. And that was just them announcing the park and releasing an overall concept art that was at least what we thought was just pretty generic. Like, usually the first round of concept art of something like this is pretty generic, just something to get you hyped. And so rumors were flying around the last few weeks that we'd be getting an announcement in January. Well, the day came, January 30th, around 8 a.m., Universal released a video, a blog post, and then I think some other, like, they updated their website and stuff with details on the park. What they released all five of what they're calling worlds. They're not really calling them lands here, but the five worlds of Epic Universe, which I think is great. I was hoping that they would announce, at least tell us what's going in each section of the park so we can know what to be looking forward to. But they're taking this approach as far as the announcements go, where they're splitting it up into, I think, six announcements. So today we got the overall announcement of Epic Universe, each section. And we got a deep dive into Celestial Park, which, for those of you who aren't familiar with the project, Celestial Park is kind of, in Universal terms, like their Port of Entry, Islands of Adventure, or Main Street at Magic Kingdom, except it's a lot more involved than any of the other examples I just mentioned. Celestial Park has two rides. They were saying three attractions, but I don't count a splash pad as an attraction, so I'm going to say two. Several restaurants, a couple sit down, a few quick service, a lot of shopping, and then it's kind of the home base of the whole park. Like, just the way you travel through the park is a little different than somewhere like Magic Kingdom, where you can just go in a circle around. You have to go into these portals, which we'll talk about again in a second. But I think the coolest thing to me about the announcement today was how you could tell that just from the entrance that this isn't an ordinary theme park. And this wasn't designed to be one. And I think that's something that I'm most excited about for this project. So first, I think we'll go through all the different worlds that were announced for the park, just in very high-level detail, because they didn't announce details on each one other than Celestial Park. And then we'll go into Celestial Park. And then I will talk a little bit about how I think the announcements will go down, when I think this thing will open, all that stuff. Now, the only things confirmed are the names of each land and the stuff we'll talk about Celestial Park. Everything else will be speculation, but it's good to have it all in one spot, at least right now. And so the lands announced, Celestial Park, the entrance, you'll enter through this big portal, which is really awesome looking. Here's the concept art if you're watching a video of this. The whole portal idea is throughout the whole park. So the entrance to each world, you step through a portal, which it looks from these concept images like There are these LED screens inside of them to add some really cool effect, which I think will be really neat. But there's statues on top of these portals. There's quotes on each one. And I think that's just going to be a really cool way to go from between world to world. But you again, you're really not doing that. You're going from Celestial Park to each world, which I think is cool. It fits the world and the universe thing that they kind of have going on here. But the ones they've announced, Celestial Park, they also announced, we'll go in order of the park. So you'll enter, and then on your left, the very first thing you'll see will be Super Nintendo World. Now, I have been to Super Nintendo World in Hollywood, and so as a result, it's not my number one most anticipated land. If I had not gone to Hollywood for it, though, it would definitely be. And I'm just saying, it really should be. If you haven't been to Nintendo World, it really should be super high on your hype list, because Super Nintendo World is insane. And it is like, back when Wizarding World of Harry Potter opened, it is like the next version of that. It is so immersive. It brings so many new ideas in, like with the games. And I really enjoyed the Mario Kart ride. A lot of people were hoping for something different from that ride, and I've enjoyed it. I think I rode it 9 times while I was out in California last year. It's a really fun ride. The first time is super chaotic, and maybe I'll talk more about that once they do the more in-depth announcement about Super Nintendo World. But we basically know all there is to know about Super Nintendo World, so that announcement will just kind of be a confirmation of things. But I am saying that Super Nintendo World is an incredible land, and it will be the anchor of this park. Like, that's what people are going to come to this park for. I don't think that people are visiting this park necessarily for the other lands we're talking about, maybe the Harry Potter one, but I think Super Nintendo World will always be the most popular part of this park, especially at the beginning. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that for a second. Yeah, Mario Kart will probably always have, for the first several months, and hours upon hours upon hours wait, because it is just going to be so popular. And I'm excited that I got to see that. That's the only thing, though, that the Hollywood version has that ours will. We'll obviously have some of the games that Hollywood has, but our land will be much bigger, and it'll be even bigger than the one that's in Japan. Even without, like, considering the whole Donkey Kong thing, just the Super Mario part of the Super Nintendo World will be larger. We will have Mario Kart, Bowser's Challenge. I mean, this is all not announced, but this is very obvious if you look at construction photos, and you can see what they're doing. Mario Kart, Bowser's Challenge as, like, the anchor attraction for Super Nintendo World. You'll have Yoshi's Adventure, which is more kind of like in Islands of Adventure, the Seuss Trolley, which is, I think it'll be cool, especially because the land is so visually impressive, and it'll be such a cool view to just go around the whole land. You know, it'll be great to have a ride for that for kids. And then obviously we'll have Donkey Kong Country, which currently isn't open in Japan. I'm assuming that by the time they announce it for Epic Universe, like they go in depth on the land, I'm assuming that land will be open, or they'll have footage from inside of Japan's to show us. But we'll be getting that land that Japan is getting, Donkey Kong Country, with the Minecart Madness ride. You can start to see that taking shape in the construction photos now. And so I would say in the Nintendo world, the Donkey Kong Country is what I'm most excited for. And then honestly, just to have Mario Kart within driving distance for me, I'm super excited, because that's the kind of ride that I can just do over and over again. It's similar to me to like Men in Black, especially with how the single rider line worked in Hollywood. So I'm hoping that the same thing will be true here. But we'll see. But it's just super exciting to have that. That'll be coming down the road. A big part of Super Nintendo World is the power-up bands. And I only mention that because I have some here that I can show you. I have Yoshi and Toad. These power-up bands are slap bracelets. So, yeah, you just slap them on. And then they actually link with, in Hollywood, they link with the Universal Hollywood app. And then I'm sure they'll integrate it with the Universal Orlando app, obviously. And you do that to keep track of keys, and that'll the keys are what you earn when you do the games, like the mini games. And so there's 3 in Hollywood, maybe there's 4. I think we'll have 2 more, and I think we'll have some in Donkey Kong as well. But again, we'll get into that when they talk specifically about Super Nintendo World. But I just wanted to go into that just a little bit, because that is, for many people, the most anticipated land for most of the general public. And it's also the one we know the most about. It's one I've been to, kind of. And so I'm super excited for that land, but that will not be where I go first. I think where I will go first is this next land we're talking about that they revealed to us today. The next land that they revealed is called Dark Universe. And that is based on the classic Universal monsters, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, et cetera, et cetera. And so for me, I am a huge Halloween Horror Nights fan. I have loved the Universal Monsters houses. I have never really watched the classic Monsters films. And so most of my exposure has been through Halloween Horror Nights, but I just love the idea of this land because every year Halloween Horror Nights goes for a while, but it never goes long enough. And so having a land dedicated to the Universal Monsters and just the horror genre in general will be super cool. And it's also something that hasn't really been done before, at least to this scale. And so I think it'll be awesome. And in the press release, it says Dark Universe, where guests will encounter everything from the experience of Dr. Victoria Frankenstein to the shadowy landscape where monsters roam in a world of myth and mystery. And so they've said, I mean, in the past, I don't know that they've said this, but I've heard from various places that the monsters after dark will be roaming, kind of like a Halloween Horror Nights scare zone, which I think is super cool. And that'll give it a super awesome vibe at night. This feels like one of the lands that really will need to be experienced at night. This land from construction photos, actually in the video, for whatever reason, they showed us some of this land. They didn't show us some of the other lands, but this one, they showed us Frankenstein's castle just briefly at night, and it looked super cool. And inside of that, that'll be like the facade for the main attraction. And I'm not going to get into details because that's not my rumor to share. I will say, if you wanted to hear about the attractions coming to Epic Universe, if you want to hear about more and more rumors, follow Alicia Stella at Theme Park Stop, and especially become a Patreon member for as low as a dollar, because it has been one of the things that has gotten me most hyped for this park. It's just following her and listening to her podcast and hearing all the details she knows about it. And she's been spot on everything. Everything in this announcement confirms stuff that she's been saying forever. And so she's a really great follow. And if you want to support and hear more about it, she's a great person to support that way. Dark Universe will have the main e-ticket attraction in that land, and then there will be a small spinning coaster, which actually, again, if you look at a BioReconstructs photos, you'll find that it's already testing, which is great. Again, the speed they're working at this stuff is crazy. So this, to me, I think is my most anticipated land. It's between this and our next land, which we're going to talk about in a second. But I think that the uniqueness of this land and just the nature of the monsters is something that has me super excited for the whole land. And so Dark Universe is super high up on my list. And it actually was today on Twitter. I was shocked. I wasn't surprised. Epic Universe was trending number one for a while, but number two trending on Twitter was Dark Universe. And below that, nothing else from Epic Universe was trending. I was expecting it to be like Epic Universe, Super Nintendo World, Harry Potter. And that was it. But man, people are excited about the Dark Universe. And I know that there's a meme out there because, you know, Dark Universe was the name of their failed cinematic universe. But I think it's awesome that they're going to call this Dark Universe and hopefully bring something positive to that name. And so, again, that's one of my most anticipated. The next land, so those two are both on the left side of the park. And then in the middle is the Helios Grand Hotel, which I think I'll talk about a little bit later instead when we talk about Celestial Park. But the next land is the first one that's on the right side. And these, from the flyover videos, look like they're a pretty decent walk apart from each other, at least portal to portal. So that'll be interesting to see the distance between each one. But again, it's kind of cool that Celestial Park will be the kind of the hub of the park, like in a real way. And so the next land you go to is undoubtedly going to be probably the second most popular land, at least at the opening, and that is the third installment to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic is the name. Guests will discover a different era of the Wizarding World in an all-new land that blends 1920s Wizarding Paris from the Fantastic Beasts films with the iconic British Ministry from the Harry Potter series, the British Ministry of Magic. And they didn't talk barely at all about this land at all, other than to say, obviously, the Ministry of Magic will be there. And it's interesting it's called Ministry of Magic because the land is not Ministry of Magic. The attraction is, like the main e-ticket attraction. I think there's only one in that land. And then there's probably a show, I think. But the whole Ministry of Magic thing is interesting. But I think it's because that's, like, if they called it Wizarding World of Harry Potter Paris, I don't think that people would be quite as excited to go in there and see that. But the Ministry of Magic, all they said in the video was that ride, they said something like that ride is going to be incredible, or that ride is insane. Something like that ride is going to be massive. And I cannot wait to see that ride. And that ride, from everything I've heard, is actually the reason for me that it's the second most anticipated land. I'm not quite sure about, like, the whole blend of the 1920s Wizarding Paris and the, like, the different eras of things and the different locations. I'm not sure that that's going to blend all that well together like the other Wizarding Worlds do, but the other two have been phenomenal, and I have no doubt that this will be, and the attraction sounds incredible. Again, Alicia Sella talks about that on one of her podcasts on her Patreon, but we'll hear more about that soon, I'm sure. And I'm excited to be blown away by that land. And again, they didn't really give us any details, so there's not a ton we can talk about there. But Wizarding World of Harry Potter Ministry of Magic will be that first one on the right side, really the last one on the right side, but from the back. And then, so we're kind of making a full circle. And then there's one more world that's in the circle that you have to go through a portal for, and that is How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk. And in Isle of Berk, this seems like, again, from the rumors and from the concept art and all that stuff, this seems like the one that's going to probably be the most fleshed out land. Like, it has, I believe it has three rides. Now, they're not all e-ticket attractions, but it has three rides. It has a table service, I believe, and it has a quick service, and it has a show, I think. And so it kind of has the whole package, and it's also a really good land for families. Obviously, Super Nintendo World will be good for families, but this one, like, the attractions in it seem like they'll be good for families. Like, not all of them, but, like, so there'll be a coaster. There'll be the, I don't know what it's called. It's like you're on an arm rotating. And so that'll go upside down, so that probably won't be good for kids. But then there's like a water ride, similar at Legoland. I don't know what it is now. It might be the Lego movie. Might be Lego movie themed, but there was one themed to the world of Chima back in the day where you would splash each other with, like, water guns. Something really simple, but that'll be in there, which is cool. This ride needs something like that. Simple, fun, water ride. And so that's what How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berk will have. Obviously, the land and just the visuals of that film are incredible. And so I'm not the biggest fan of those movies, but I love the idea of having a theme park land based off of it. And, you know, those movies are over, but they are doing a live action remake. And so it does seem from this announcement, though, that it will be based on the animated film, which is great. I love the look of that, and I think that's way more recognizable. So this, I think, will probably be the sleeper hit of Epic Universe, because everyone's looking forward to Super Nintendo World. The theme park community especially is looking forward to Dark Universe, and then obviously Wizarding World of Harry Potter is probably going to be a slam dunk. And then How to Train Your Dragon, I think, will be the biggest surprise of all. And so I'm excited to see how that one turns out. But that one, I don't know all the details of that one, but if there's a show, I hope it's the one from Beijing. I don't know if any of you have seen that, but if you look it up online, I think it's called The Untrainable Dragon, something like that. And it has some super cool effects, like a flying dragon in the finale and all kinds of cool stuff. And I believe they'll probably bring that here because it's been received super well. And it'd be awesome to have a show of that caliber here in this park because, A, shows eat people up. Like, it'll help with capacity. And B, because shows are great, especially when they're doing new things. And it seems from the videos I've watched, I've tried not to watch the whole show because I think it's coming here. But a show that does a new thing will be great, and it'll really help to round out this land and also the park. And so this really will be the first portal you come upon as you walk into the park, but I don't think that most people will choose there first. So that's why I started with Super Nintendo World. That won't be where I go first. The first place I go will either be Wizarding World or Dark Universe, to be determined. And it might depend on where everyone else is going, honestly, at the time. I think all four of those worlds are really, really great. Fantastic. Fantastic choices. I don't know that, like, if I were to build a park, if those are the ones I would think of, I would think of, obviously, Harry Potter is kind of a given. Super Nintendo World is incredible. It has been so successful in Japan, so successful in Hollywood, and they're already talking about adding more to Epic Universe and to Universal Studios Florida and to Islands of Adventure. How to Train Your Dragon isn't one I would have thought of, but really, as you start to look at the film, as I said, the world in that movie is so cool that it really makes a lot of sense. And then Dark Universe is just so new and so out there. And, you know, it could really not be a success, but I think it will be, especially with the Universal audience. And I think that it will also embolden other parks to take risks like that. And so I think that land, no matter what, will be a win, but I think that land will be incredible as well. I think all four of them will be game-changing in their own way. And Dark Universe, I hope, will push Disney to go through with the villains land idea they talked about at D23, because when I was there, I was at D23 and they were talking about it, and I thought they were announcing it, and they didn't. And I wonder if they're just waiting on this. But so I'd love to see more things like the Dark Universe, like darker stuff, especially at Disney, where they don't have to go like as dark as the Dark Universe probably will. But I'll also be interested to see how the Dark Universe will balance it out, because kids will be in that land at some point. Kids go to Halloween Horror Nights, but it's different. And so, interested, for those of you listening, which land are you most interested in? Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Super Nintendo World, How to Train Your Dragon, Dark Universe, and then Celestial Park is also one, but we'll talk about that in a second because we have more details. But all of those, we'll learn more information throughout the next several months leading up to the opening of the park. Yeah, they announced in the press release, actually, it kind of went unnoticed for a bit, but it eventually got noticed. The preview center, which for those of you who don't know what that is, Islands of Adventure, when that opened, inside of Universal Studios Florida, right next to the Mummy where the tribute store will be for Halloween Horror Nights usually, they constructed a whole preview center for Islands of Adventure with models and all kinds of stuff, like different rooms for each land. They are doing an interactive preview center, they say, at Universal City Walk that will open later this year. And so what that means, I don't know. I'm sure there'll be a model. I'm sure they will sell merchandise. Those are the only two things I really know. And I really would love it to be a surprise, because that honestly, this year is something I'm looking forward to a ton, to seeing more details about this park. But all that to say, opens later this year. I would imagine they want to open it probably third, fourth quarter. The rumor is over the summer. And so I would imagine we have 5 more months till, I mean, technically have 5 to 6 months to work with before summer's over. So it depends. Like, I would imagine they want to announce details of each land before the preview center, but maybe it doesn't matter because they've already announced all of the lands. But depending how in-depth this preview center is going, they may want to announce all of them. So we may get them pretty consistently for a bit, but I think that they'll probably go super heavy into Super Nintendo World pretty soon, just to coincide with Japan opening Donkey Kong Country, which I don't think we have a date for, but we know it's in the spring, so I'd say probably no later than April. And so we'll hear about those worlds as well. We do not have an opening date. We'll hear about that later as well. And then inside of Celestial Park, again, we'll talk in a second about the experiences there, but at the very end is the Universal Helios Grand Hotel. And that is a first, at least for the area. I mean, in Disneyland, there is the Grand Californian inside of Disney California Adventure, but that's not quite the same thing. Like, it's not like, this is like the park's, like, Cinderella Castle is kind of the idea of it. Like, it is the At the end of the road, there's this huge building. There's a huge fountain in front of it, and that is a hotel that people can stay in. Inside of the park, there'll be balcony rooms looking out, and it's beautiful. Like, it is, this is a place that I know is going to be way too expensive to stay at for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Probably not when it opens, because I'm sure it'll be insane right when it opens, but at some point, once this place opens, I would love to stay there. And they didn't give us a ton of details because they'll probably talk about it closer to when they announce the opening date, because I'm sure that this place will not open until the park opens, just because it's, like, in the park. But there are 500 rooms with one-of-a-kind views and its own very, very own dedicated entrance into the theme park. And so that is a good perk for that. We don't know if they're going to do Express. Usually the most expensive resorts at Universal Orlando do. But the rumor is that there will be no Express at Epic Universe, and so they probably will not offer Express. At least the whole Express thing won't be at Epic Universe for the first while. Who knows how long, but which I think is a good decision also. But the Helios also had some concept art leaked the other day. It just showed some other angles. Like, it showed some of the design inspiration for the inside. It showed basically what we're seeing here on the outside concept art. They only released one picture of the hotel itself. And then it's like, it's in the overall images and stuff. So you can see it. And they released the logo, which is cool. I love the style of it. They didn't say much other than, it's designed to transport guests to a world where the heavens and earth unite, and that it'll have 500 rooms. And so it's not a huge hotel, but it's probably a good thing because it's in the park. But based on the photos, well, obviously, the entrance, like where you park your car, is not going to be in the park. It's going to be behind the hotel. And so the whole dedicated entrance to me is interesting. If it's your first time going to the park, I don't know if that's a good thing, because the entrance to the park by itself looks beautiful. And that's where we'll start talking about Celestial Park now. The entrance that they revealed is awesome. The entry portal is called the Kronos. And I only know that because some of the media got sent this awesome gift from Universal that is just a replica of this portal. And this portal in these images is beautiful. And that's an entrance that I feel like at your first time at the park, you're really going to need that entrance just to, like, step through that portal. A, it's a big part of the experience of the other lands. And B, then you'll see Celestial Park from, like, the first vantage point that you're supposed to see it from. But I'm sure the experience will be great for those staying at the Helios Hotel. I just know for me, the first time I go in there, that would be to the experience's detriment. And I'd probably try to find a way around it so I could go in the regular entrance. I am curious if they will get earlier entry than the other guests. Usually the early park admission is something that they do for the hotel guests of all Universal hotels, but I'm wondering if there will be something special for this hotel with that. But Celestial Park, that's at the end, the hotel. And then the portal is your walkway in. It doesn't seem like this park will have traditional ticketing entry. So what that means, like, you'll obviously have to have a theme park ticket. And there were rumors that it would be like you pay by land or like something like that. I don't think that's happening, at least not for a long time. That just seems like bad business to me. And it seems like something that would just complicate the experience, which is something that they do much better than Disney. It's a very uncomplicated experience to do anything at Universal. And so I hope they don't do that. But they've been testing at the other parks the facial recognition, which ideally would change the whole experience of entering the park. And then just some other parts of the whole thing. But we'll see. It remains to be seen how that's handled. But in these pictures, it doesn't look like the traditional ticketing entrance is all I'm trying to say. And so you walk through there and you'll see all these water features, these ponds, these fountains, all this greenery, these statues. And it just looks like Celestial Park is going to be a beautiful area of this theme park. Let me read you a little bit of the description. I don't need to read the whole page because no one wants to listen to me read that. You just want to read it. With acres of rolling gardens, chasing waterways, and strolling pathways, Celestial Park puts the park back in theme park. As soon as guests enter the imaginative world, they'll embark on a journey of discovery, thrills, and excitement as they wander through lush, living gardens nestled along shimmering waters, surrounded by stunning architecture inspired by astronomical and mythological elements. Here, guests can relax while taking in the sights and sounds around them. Board a shooting comet for an exhilarating roller coaster adventure. Dine on delectable cuisine, shop exclusive merchandise to commemorate their visit, and more. And so that kind of gives a whole overview of Celestial Park. But what I really love about this is that they're really putting an emphasis on somewhere that you can just hang out. Because as someone who visits the parks often, I don't always go to just ride ride after ride after ride after ride. I love just walking around the park and just enjoying the atmosphere. And so this feels like a locals thing. Like, it's great for everyone, but like this feels something like the locals will really appreciate this. And I will really enjoy just being able to hang out in this section. It looks to be beautiful. And really large. Like, if you look at this fly through that they shared, which I'll put throughout this, if you're again watching the video version of this, it just is very expansive. And it's really cool because usually like a port of entry, or, well, not really anymore, but at Universal Studios, when you first would enter, you would just run through it to get to the thing you want to go to. And that may be true in the morning, but Celestial Park will be an area that most people hang out, and it'll have an attraction that I think will be one of the most popular attractions in this park, and that's Starfall Racers, and we'll talk about that in a second. But this is going to be a cool place to hang out, especially at night. This place will come alive, and I think that Universal is going to do some really cool nighttime shows and just have some cool nighttime atmosphere. I really love the attention to detail and the intentionality that they had with this section of the park. Because they could have just made it like Main Street. I mean, Main Street is a bad example. It could have made it like Port of Entry or something where, you know, there's shops, there's dining, but most people are just going to pass it by. But I don't think that'll be the case with this. I think this will be part of the experience, which I love. And I love that they're considering it the fifth world. It's not like this is the area you hang out or you walk through. This is the area you want to hang out in, not walk through. They're considering it a world instead of just the four IP-based areas. And I just love that this is something that's not based on IP, something original. And it seems like they've put a lot of thought into it, so I imagine we'll learn even more about it in the months to come. But just the whole area looks super relaxing. It's super fun. And so I'm really looking forward to hanging out in that area. I don't know that I will do much of that on my first time or second time there, but I know that one day I will, especially as crowds get crazy there. And I love some good dining, and it seems like this area will have a good dining. So we'll talk about that now. They announced a couple of dining options for Celestial Park. Now, I don't think they announced all of it, but they announced two full-service restaurants, sit-down restaurants, and they also announced two quick-service restaurants. And so we're not going to talk a ton about each of these, because we don't know a ton about each of these, but I'll give you the names, and I'll give you basically what they are. The full-service restaurant number one is the Atlantic, a full-service surf and turf restaurant set inside a Victorian aquarium, complete with captivating views of Celestial Park. And this concept art looks so cool. Like, just the concept of being in an aquarium. I don't know. I mean, I feel like the whole, like, you're sitting next to, like, fish tanks have been done before, and just the look of this. And if it looks anything like this rendering that they put out, I think this will be really cool. I don't usually do table service, full service restaurants, but I will go to this place. And surf and turf obviously will be good. It's really cool that they're putting something, really two table service restaurants that are so, what's the word? A, they look super well themed, and B, they look like they'll be unique food offerings. They'll have unique food offerings. Because the second one is the Blue Dragon Pan-Asian Restaurant, where diners take a culinary journey across Asia as they enjoy authentic Chinese, Japanese, and Thai fare in this full-service restaurant, accented with neon dragons and lanterns. And so that one looks super cool. It seems kind of like they're doing a thing where it looks like it's outside, but you're inside, because at least in some of the things they released, it looks like it's nighttime, and it looks like that's where that place will shine. So I hope that it can always be nighttime inside of this place. You know, Chinese, Japanese, and Thai fare is not something that you find a ton in these parks. And so having something like that is actually super exciting. And you know, there's always the picky eaters, and they can go to, some of the other restaurants. There's going to be a lot of restaurants in this park. I didn't even mention that with, Super Nintendo World, there's Toadstool Cafe, which is awesome. I love Toadstool Cafe, but say that for another time. So the two table service, the Atlantic, or just Atlantic, and the Blue Dragon Pan Asian restaurant, both look awesome. Both look like places to go vibe and hang out. And I probably will go to both. And that's saying something, because I don't usually go to table service, full service restaurants. They announced two other restaurants, and I think that there will be some more. I don't know if, I'm not sure why they didn't say all of them, but based on the rumors again, based on the rumors, there's supposed to be more. So two quick service, they announced the Oak and Star Tavern, is barbecue, which is awesome. That's always fun. And then Pizza Moon, which will have pizza and more is what it says. And the Pizza Moon, is kind of blink and miss it in the video they released the fly through, and they didn't release concept art for it. At least I didn't see any. And so I just love that it's like barbecue, pizza. You got Chinese, Japanese, Thai food. You got surf and turf food. You got all these different kinds of cuisine throughout Celestial Park. And that's really cool, because usually that's not the case. And so I think that's setting the stage really well for the restaurants. I'm excited to hear about the ones in each land, because I think each land will have one, I think. I'm not, at least a quick service or table service. Some will have both, and some will have the other. But that's really cool. And I think that there are bars in this area, but I don't see that here on my notes. Maybe I missed it. There's also some shops. They didn't share all of them, but they did share that there will be a Nintendo store, Nintendo Superstar store, which is kind of like, if you've been to Universal Studios Hollywood, it's probably going to be like the, there's a store in the lower lot, like, not far at all from Super Nintendo World's entrance. It sells the t-shirts, it definitely sells the power-up bands, and it also sells the, just some random plushes and just some very generic stuff for the land and for Mario in general. And that's probably what this will be, but this looks to be themed really cool on the outside and inside. And so I think that'll be good. It'll take a load off a little bit of the store in the land. I imagine they'll have a universal store, just like a general one, like they have in every park, like a, here's all the merchandise. Here's some merchandise from each land. Here's some park merchandise. Here's some universal merchandise, minions, all that stuff. They didn't say anything about it. They didn't show it, but I'm sure it'll be there. It has to be. And then Moonship Chocolates and Celestial Sweets, where guests can satisfy their cravings with a unique selection of sweet treats and more. So that's what it sounds like. It's a candy shop, which is great. That's always the success in the parks. It's great that it'll be there. And I think there's also going to be one in some of the lands as well. So plenty of opportunity to get your candy. And I was talking earlier about how I think there will be some cool nighttime shows. They kind of hinted at it here. There will be 7 acres of water where a multitude of fountains sway, dance, and even reach heights up to 135 feet in the air. That's super high, because the coaster we're going to talk about in a minute goes up to 133 feet tall. And so that's pretty awesome. That's going to look awesome. To music and interactive lighting from day to night. And so I think at night especially, these fountains are going to look so cool with the lighting. And then hopefully there'll be a fireworks show. I think all of that will make this Celestial Park area a super cool hangout spot at night. And there's the rumors of like anyone can come into this area after 6. I doubt that'll happen at the start, or else they would have told us that probably. But I think that's something that could happen one day. And I think that's something that even if the rest of the park is closed or you don't have a ticket, I think it's a worthwhile thing to do, especially with these awesome restaurants, the stores, and the entertainment they're going to have. I mean, it seems like a very full-blown land. And obviously there are attractions, and so I don't know how that would work with that. But let's talk about those attractions that they talked about. They didn't give a ton of details on those, but they announced them, and that's awesome. They showed us some renderings and some video footage of each of them. They counted, we'll first talk about Astronomica is what they're calling the interactive water play area that doubles as a giant compass rose to the many wonders of Epic Universe. The fountains will spring to life and dance around the guest. And that's an interesting, it's interesting they consider that an attraction. It must be really cool, or they just wanted to get the number up of attractions and experiences. But Astronomica, I mean, I don't have much to say about it. It's a water fountain. But it's cool. That'll be good for kids. That's always a hit with the children, and that'll give them something to do, especially because this park doesn't have many things to do with water. It'll help a little bit in the summer because it gets brutal here in Florida, obviously. And then there's two actual, like, rides in this land. One of them, I think, again, will be a huge deal for this park, more than some people think. Starfall Racers, a dual launch racing coaster. So think Dueling Dragons is what used to be where Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure is at Islands of Adventure. Starfall Racers, a dual launch racing coaster that sends guests rocketing through the skies aboard Comets in a race to see who's the fastest of them all. This coaster goes up to 62 miles per hour, 133 feet tall, and it spans each track, because there's two different tracks. They each span 5,000 feet of track. It'll be the most thrilling coaster experience with unique maneuvers such as the Celestial Spin, in which the two coaster vehicles perform an inverted crisscross while speeding through the air, creating an out-of-this-world adrenaline rush. So, their last big coaster was Velocicoaster, and their other coaster before that was Hagrid's. And so this seems to be a Velocicoaster situation. It may not be as intense, and I only say that because the height requirement was released, and it's 48 inches, unless that's a glitch on the website. And the Velocicoaster height requirement, not limit, height requirement, is 51 inches. And so that is a small difference, but either way, this is going to be super thrilling. It seems like 62 miles per hour is fast, 133 feet tall is tall. And then you have the just the racing aspect, the dueling aspect between the two tracks. And that'll be really cool because personally, I never got to experience that on Dueling Dragons. But just the concept is really cool. And especially if you're going to crisscross through the different tracks, I think it'll be cool. The yellow, when they were putting the yellow tracks up, I was like, oh, that's kind of ugly. But it fits really well with this aesthetic, and I think it'll be really cool. Starfall Racers, I'm super excited for that. I'm always down for a good coaster, and I think that if it's anything like Velocicoaster, which I think it will be, I think it'll be awesome. And that'll obviously be the most popular thing in this land. But for good reason. And I think that having two different tracks going at the same time will help capacity for that ride. So I think it should move pretty quick. I remember Dragon Challenge / Dueling Dragons usually loaded super quick, usually didn't have too long of a wait, at least by the time I was going on it. And so hoping the same for this ride, but obviously not at the start. But I think there's more details to come on this. If you go on YouTube, actually, you can find people have made some simulations of what the track looks like based on what they've seen in the park and from construction photos, because the track is done and it's like animated POVs of it. It looks pretty cool. And they have ones of both tracks. I don't remember what YouTube channel that's on, but you can just look up Starfall Racers POV and you'll find several. And so that'll give you an idea of what it's going to be like. But all they told us, 62 miles per hour, 133 feet tall, and 5,000 feet of track on each track. And then they will do an inverted crisscross, which will be super cool. And that's something that's on my top five most anticipated attractions list. And then much less thrilling, but it seems like it'll be cool based on what they're saying here, is the Constellation Carousel. And this isn't just your normal carousel. The grand centerpiece of Celestial Park is what this is. Constellation Carousel. Here, explorers of all ages will take a fantastical whirl aboard constellations that glide forward, backward, and even make 360-degree rotations through the Milky Way in a choreographed dance of music and starlight. And so the choreographed dance part of it is what seems to set it apart. And I saw something earlier on one of the Universal Creative, Universal team member pages, highlighting that they were working on that, and it seems like it'll be much more involved than a normal carousel. Like, obviously, the forward and backward and the 360 rotations, in addition to just going around, which at least I think it'll just go around like a normal carousel. So I'm thinking kind of, it seems like kind of like a, I don't even know if I want to say this. It just seems kind of like a Mater's Jamboree at California Adventure mixed with the carousel, but super cool is what it seems like to me. I don't know that for a fact, but this seems like this will be something cooler and more than just a normal old carousel, which I think is great. It speaks to how they're thinking of this park as a whole, is taking the current idea of theme parks and just plussing it, making it better. And so that'll be a cool thing for families, for kids to do. And really the thing with this park is that there's, I would say about half of it is kid-friendly. Even four-fifths of the lands could be, other than Monsters, the rest I feel like will be good for kids, especially this carousel, Astronomica, Nintendo, and then Isle of Berk. Maybe Harry Potter, it just depends what they do. I don't know. But I love it. Universal's always been a park or a resort that's really known for their thrill attractions, and then obviously Harry Potter. And so I love seeing them do stuff like branching out to reach more families, which they're obviously doing at Universal Studios for the new Kid Zone area. But the Celestial Park looks very well rounded out. It looks like it has a ton of restaurants, at least four, and it probably has more than that. And then I think it has more coming. It has shops. We only know about two of them. And then it has three attractions, really two, and then the fountain, and then all sorts of dancing fountains going up to 135 feet in the air. It'll probably have fireworks, and then at the end is the hotel with a large fountain. And it's just going to be a beautiful area during the day, during the night, and everything. And it's super exciting, just this whole brand-new theme park thing. I've never witnessed a brand new theme park opening in my lifetime, and so this is something brand new to be excited for. It's definitely the thing right now I'm most excited for, and so I look forward to seeing more details as they come, and I look forward to experiencing it for the first time myself. And Epic Universe will have, again, more announcements to come in the coming months. I don't think we'll have to wait very long for our next announcement, probably a month at the most, maybe a little more. Maybe a little less, who knows, but somewhere in there, they also will start announcing Halloween Horror Nights stuff. They'll talk about DreamWorks in Universal Studios, Florida. And so it's going to be an exciting time to be a Universal fan. It has been a lot for the last 10 years, but this is something to get super excited about. Universal Epic Universe will open in 2025. They've always said summer. I don't know where they've said it, but I know they've said it before. And I believe that's still their goal. They just have said summer 2025, or they just said 2025 in this release. Maybe because they think they'll be done sooner, or maybe they just don't want to say it just in case they can't be. But I think based on the construction and how everything's been going, I think that it'll easily be done in time. We don't know anything about opening date, obviously. We don't know anything about previews or tickets or hotel reservations for the Helios. But there are two other hotels I want to talk about real quick. They are kind of at the entrance gate to Epic Universe. I drove by them the other day, so I'll probably put some really bad pictures in of them here in addition to their concept art. They look really cool in person. They're the Stellanova Resort and the Terra Luna Resort. They are basically the same resort, almost, just right next door to each other. Think Endless Summer, Surfside, and Dockside, but nicer. I mean, there's nothing wrong with those two, but just think newer, nicer. And it's kind of like the entrance, and they have these really cool tile looks to them, with these tiles that I think will be super cool looking at night, especially when they're lit up. And those will be standard rooms. So two beds and then bathroom, and that's it. And those will open, the first one, Stellanova, will open in January of 2025. January, I believe, 21st. And then Terra Luna will open in February of 2025. And you can already book for that. You've been able to book for that for little over a month and a half now, almost 2 months. And I'm already booked, and I can't wait for those. Those will be cool. And then the Helios, we don't know yet, because that'll depend when the park opens, I think. And obviously, those are much closer. The Stellanova, Terra Luna are much closer to being done than the Helios is. And those are just different things. But I think we'll hear sometime this summer about tickets and the Helios Grand Hotel reservations. And of course, I'll keep you updated on that. But with that, that'll do it for today's breakdown of the Epic Universe announcement. I am super excited to hear more. I'm super excited to get to go. And I'm super thankful for all the work that Universal Creative has been putting in and just everyone on site, all the construction workers, and then everyone that's been reporting on it, looking into the rumors, looking into permits, Alicia, BioReconstruct, everyone. I've loved following along with all the rumors, and I'm excited now that it's become news and something that we are all able to follow. And so with that, that'll do it for today's show. Mardi Gras starts this weekend. I'll be there. I'll be riding a parade float on Saturday. So if you see me, I don't know what to do. Wave, and I'll try to wave back. But yeah, that'll be this weekend. So we'll probably talk about that next week on the show. And then if anything else comes out, obviously we'll talk about that for Epic Universe. But that'll do it for today. Thank you guys for listening to the Relive the Magic podcast. We'll see you next week. Farewell.